Martin Scorsese, Francis Ford Coppola, Steven Spielberg. None of these fine directors will be mentioned in this next segment because today our film critic Bob Mondello and I will be talking about the worst films of the decade. And Bob, I know you've been looking forward to this one.
Actually, I kind of have, but remember, I'm a sweetheart. Oh. I am a total sweetheart.
Bob's been coming in on the program all month to look back at the last 10 years in film. And Bob, let's set some ground rules here. There are plenty of bad films that go to DVD right away, but we're not going to talk about those, right?
That's right. What I think we should do is talk about films that have burned enough people so that it's fair to talk about them. So let's say that it has to have hit at least 4 million people,
okay,
which at $750 a pop would be about $30 million. But however, that makes me not talk about one picture that I'd really like to mention for a second, The Hottie and the Naughty. The Hottie and the Naughty starred Paris Hilton. It made $27,000 in the United States, all right? However, I looked in boxofficemojo.com, and it made $1.5 million, and I thought, where did it make it if it didn't make it in the United States? It made it in Russia. So we did win the Cold War.
Paris Hilton in Russia. God bless him. Bob, let's start with worst romance.
All right. I considered Gigli, the Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez specialty, the public somehow knew about that, and they didn't go to it. On the other hand, they did go to the Matthew McConaughey picture, Fool's Gold. It was enough to put me off the whole genre. Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson.
Who else?
Exactly. They were a recently divorced couple searching for hidden treasure. They're spitting venom at each other through most of this film.
If we don't go after that treasure, it's going to haunt us the rest of our lives, and you know it. You really think I'd lie about this?
Why not? You're a liar.
I mean, this is such an inappropriate time to dwell on that.
Bob, this is so painful.
It was. They were amazingly bad. And, you know, it was clear that they had complete contempt for the material. And Matthew McConaughey, if I never see him again, it'll be too soon.
Ouch, ouch.
Well, you know, he'll eventually make a good movie. The thing is that at one point, he showed some promise. He was making serious pictures.
Yeah, he was in Richard Linklater films.
Right. And then it all just sort of went away. And he's decided to make these silly comedies. And now it's a little embarrassing. He's at least pushing 40, and he's still acting like a teenager. And it's awful.
All right, the next movie is a familiar punching bag for a lot of critics. I don't know if it's entirely fair, but I guess we have to talk about the worst science fiction film of the decade, and it is
Battlefield Earth. It's kind of a walk, too. John Travolta's salute to the sci-fi writing of Scientology founder L. Ron Hubbard. It was released in 2000, and Elvis Mitchell, writing in the New York Times at the time, said, and I quote, "It may be a bit early to make such judgments, but Battlefield Earth may turn out to be the worst movie of the century." How about that? The year is 3000 in this picture. Aliens, who are called Cyclos, have defeated Earth in a war that lasted 9 minutes and basically exterminated the planet and are now using humans as slave labor to strip the planet. And John Travolta is Turl, their leader.
As long as you were providing me with useful information, I wouldn't file the report. But now that I'm leaving this pitiful excuse for a planet, you will no longer be providing me with useful information, will you?
I'm begging you. My son just got accepted into the academy. First one ever in my family. You know how much it costs. Please, as a friend, couldn't you forget to file the report?
Well, as a friend, I could forget to file the report. But unfortunately, I'm not your friend.
And
now that laugh was constant in this picture, and you just wanted to die while you were watching it. It was
I wonder if this film could have another life as sort of a cult classic film.
Sure.
You know, watched by sort of college kids.
Yeah, the problem is it was long and just sort of exhausting, and it's really dark and it isn't fun. You wanted it to be fun, and it's just terrible.
All right, let's move on to the worst blockbuster of the decade. This one was directed by Michael Bay, who, as you know, Bob, has never met an explosion he could not make bigger and noisier.
Pearl Harbor did make plenty of money, though. It raked in about $450 million worldwide. Now, how do I explain why this picture doesn't work? The actual attack on Pearl Harbor lasted 90 minutes. This movie is 3 hours, okay? Just for starters. Wikipedia lists 65 historical inaccuracies in the picture. This movie had Ben Affleck taking flight lessons on Long Island with mountains in the background. There were lots of really terrible blockbusters this decade, but usually they have something in them that is somehow redeeming. 30 minutes of blowing up Pearl Harbor shot the way Michael Bay shoots it, so that you can't actually tell what's going on at any given moment, isn't really a redeeming feature.
And now the moment we've all been waiting for. Bob Mondello's worst film of the decade. Bob, the worst film of the decade is?
Well, certainly the most annoying one is Mike Myers' The Love Guru.
Oh.
Is he Mr. Right or Mr. Right Now?
Rajneesh, let's make like a baby and head out.
The Love Guru is the story of a very needy guru who is played by what seems to be a very needy Mike Myers, who is hired to motivate the Toronto Maple Leafs.
The hockey team.
His methods include lewd self-help mantras, elephant erotica, and an endless supply of jokes about male endowment.
Damn.
Looks like he's smuggling a schnauzer.
It was so bad. It was coarse and unpleasant. Mike Myers is so full of himself in the picture. I mean, he's almost winking at the camera. He is smirking at his own jokes. He makes you want to throttle him. Listen.
You're breaking out in hives in the studio. studio. But you did sit through every last minute of all of these movies we've been talking about. You're pretty resilient, Bob.
Yeah, I guess. Listen, I've still got the best job in the world. I see an awful lot more movies than most people, though, and a lot of them are not, shall we say, of the first water.
That's our film critic, Bob Mondello. He's been dropping by all month to talk about the decade gone by in the film world. Bob, thank you so much.
It's been a lot of fun.
And I know those of you listening are dying to tell us your most hated films of the decade. Join the conversation at npr.org. And while you're there, check out the arts podcast. Bob's got more about the movies and theaters now. That's at npr.org/movies.